Okay, we are on the bottom of Lama Gimel Lama Beis by the two dots. Okay, the Mishnah, if you remember from yesterday, the Mishnah had said three different cases where if a chazan says something, or if a chazan says something during tefillah, you are mishaskino, so you quiet him because you're choshesh that what he's saying is improper for some reason. So the first one is Omer Rashi had said on the Mishnah b'tfilaso specifically. If you say in your tefillah akatiber yegirech mecha, on that one that was discussed yesterday, that your mercy should be on the birds, the 2 days in the Gemara, what that meant. V'altovi yizachesh mecha, and on the good your name should be remembered. And modim modim mishaskinoso. So what does modim modim mean? Why are you mashtik him? Why do you quiet him if he says modim modim? So Amr Abzeira, four lines from the bottom. Amr, right, that's what we're up to. Amr Abzeira, call Ha'omer Shema Shema Ka'omer Modim Modim Dami. Abzeira says that whoever says Shema two times, just like if you say Modim two times, whoever says Shema two times is just like he says Modim two times. They're both bad, and both of them you're mashtik. Both of them you quiet the chazan. Meisvei Hakoriya Shema V'Kofla Hareza Maguna. We have a brisa which says that if you say Kriya Shema and you double it, then it's maguna, which means it's improper. So the Gemara is bedayik maguna hu dahave shtuke lo mishtakinam lei. So by saying it's maguna, that's less. It's a less strong language. It's a weaker language than saying you're mashtikim. So we're medayik from the bray. So that maybe saying shema twice is not as big as saying modim modim twice. It's only maguna, but it's not. You're not mashtik. So the Gemara answers lo kasha had amar milsa milsa. There's a difference, at least that's read the way according to Rashi right now. There's a difference whether you say the whole pasuk and then you repeat the whole pasuk, whether you say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and then say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That, according to Rashi, is a problem. But if you just say Shema Shema Yisrael Yisrael Hashem Hashem, okay, you see the two words one after another, then so that is not a problem. That's just it sounds like you're stuttering, Rashi says, but it doesn't sound like you're saying davening to two reshuyos, the two gods. If you say Shema two times, so then that sounds worse. That's that sounds as if you're davening to two gods. There are other Rishonim that learn in the opposite way. If you look at the Tosfos, the top of Tosfos on the top of the next Amud, that's where the Tosfos is printed. Atop of Lamed Aleph, Aleph Tosfos, the second Tosfos says Amar Psuka Psuka Vakafle Pirish Bakudris Mishaskinoso. If you say the pasuk twice, the whole pasuk, then you're mashtikim. The Mexico Osak Bishdevez Bishuyos, Ubahago, Bapir Shabin Hananam of Arjifcha. Some Rishonim learned this line of the Gemara, just the opposite. Psuka Psuka ain't Mashaskinoso. If you say the entire Pasuk, then no, then you're just saying the whole Pasuk twice. Saying whole Psukim twice is not so bad. Umiyu Maguna Havi. It's Maguna, but it's not the best. But to be Mashtik a person, to have to stop somebody in the middle of davening, that would require you're repeating each word by itself. Interesting, the Tosfos continues, before we get to the continue of the Gemara, Ach lashana Gemara lo mashma kipirusham, right? Tosfos here agrees with Rashi, but then he adds, Va'osa b'nei adam sh'omrim beis o gimel pa'amim shema Yisrael b'yom ha-kipurim, m'shaskano sol apirish Rashi, according to Rashi, it's not good. Right? We say shema Yisrael at the end of Yom Kippur, so we only say it once. We say Baruch Shem three times, and we say Hashem Elokim seven times. But Shema Yisrael we only say once. But I guess there was a minog of people who said Shema Yisrael more than once. So that minog, according to Rashi, it's Mishaskin or so. Because Rashi here says, Rashi's side of the Gemara is that if you say the whole pasuk two times, so that's your mashtik them. So according to Rashi, that wouldn't be a correct minog. Well, maguna miyahave. And even according to the other opinion, it's not the best. It's still maguna. It's still improper to do such a thing. Oshem ein lachush rakishakori kriyashma ba'unasa umakabla omachush shamayim. But that Tosfos suggests maybe there's no issue with kriyashma on Yom Kippur at the end of Yom Kippur because you're not saying it at its proper time. When you're saying kriyashma as a form of Kabbalah, so Malchus Shemayim, so then we might say, you know, if you do that twice, so then it is a problem near Rakishtei Rishuyos. But if you're just doing it out of context, then it's not a problem. But then he says, Mikom Makom Tov Shlo Lomar. But Tosfos still said, it's better not to say it. So far, we're like, well, the end of Yom Kippur, the last few seconds, when Hashem Shekhinah is still there, we'd rather do the best things. You know, we'd rather not do something that's Tov Shlo Lomar. So even if you want to say that, okay, we fixed it. So maybe we'll see something else in a minute. Achmasha Omer, Hashem Hu Elokim Zayin Pa'amim B'Yom HaKippurim. I'm still in Tosfos. V'Yom HaRava Kanegad Zayin Rekiyim Mishapkan Labari Shudol Lamalim Zerekiyim Min HaKasheru. But repeating Hashem Hu Elokim seven times, that's okay because that's symbolizes the seven Rekiyas. The Vilna Gaon says that's also the seven Lashonos of Yahweh and Yalav Yavo, Yalav Yavo Vegiyav Yerav Yeraza. So all the seven Rekiyas of of Shemayim, and therefore by the end of Yom Kippur, by each time we say Hashem Elokim, we have a Mesorah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going back. By the first, during the 10 days, he was Dir Shoshem Himatzo. He was closer to us than he is the rest of the year. And once we say those 7 times, Hashem goes back up. When you get to the end of Tosfos, though, you're still, okay, Hashem Elokim is explained. What about Shema Yisrael? We're still a little upset here. We're still in the last few seconds of Yom Kippur. We're still doing something b'dieved. So if you look at Rabbeinu Yonah, he says he saves the day. Rabbeinu Yonah, I'll just read you the one line. He says, Kivan sheminag avoseyem biyadehem mikama shanim, since this is an age-old minhag to say Hashem Yisrael and say all these things at the end of Yom Kippur. The Omer Moso Kol HaKohal and the entire congregation is saying it. Muchacha Milsa She'enim Osan L'Chavanas Beir Zeshruyos L'Chashin L'Hachi. This is Yom Kippur. At the end of Yom Kippur, we're all excited. We're all screaming it. It's obviously Takarish Baruch Hu. Says Rabbi Yonah, there's totally no problem with all those tefillahs we see at the end of Yom Kippur. Okay, so that is related to repeating those psukim. Let's go back to the Gemara, the last line of the previous Amud again. So we were just machalik between saying whole psukim together and saying just repeating words. So Amalei Rav Abaya v'dilma me'ikar lo kivin daite ulo basov kivin daite. Why do we say that right when a person starts repeating, then you're mashtikim, you throw him off from being the chazin? You know, maybe the first time he didn't have kavanis, he's repeating himself. Right? Sometimes once in a while we're next to somebody in shul who says poseichas yudecha twice. Right? So are we mashtikim? No, we think, oh, he must not have had kavana properly. Most people don't. Most people just go straight. But let's say there's somebody who's been doctoring, it doesn't have kavanah, he says it again, so maybe he didn't have kavanah the first time. So Amrlei, Abaya answers Rav Papa, Chavrusa klapi shmaya mi'ika. Is Hashem your chavrusa? Is Hashem the type of person who you just like talk to, like without thinking so much before you say something? But what do you mean he didn't have kavanah the first time? How is that possible? If he didn't have kavanah properly, then we're going to hit him b'marzavta denafcha with a type of hammer. Meaning, it can't be that he didn't have kavanah the first time, and that's why he would be repeating it. So that's why Abaya answers that that can't be the pshat, and therefore you have to be mashtikim if he says it twice. An important sugya which comes out of this discussion, though, is generally repeating words during davening. Right here it says modim modim is we're mashtik, and other Hashem Elokim and others is a discussion in Tosos. But what about repeating words during davening, the chazan? So the post could talk about it. Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Arachayim Chelik Beis where he says that depends where. He says for sure if it doesn't make sense what you're saying by repeating the words, then it's aser. Like that's sometimes there's like in camp, sometimes they sing Yismachu B'Chuscha Shabbos, and after every two words they say Shabbos Yismachu B'Chuscha Shabbos Shomer Shabbos. If you Rav Moshe gives that example, he says if you say the word Shabbos in between every two words, you read the sentence, it doesn't make sense. So he says that's Mexica Shikra. You're not saying anything; it's meaningless. He says if you repeat words that it makes sense, you just repeat the phrase again. He says it might not be the best, but it's I wouldn't call it usher, and it wouldn't be called a hefsek because it is tzarech hatfila. So in general, lemaisa we are machalik between what type of tefillah. So I saw in the Rabbi Neustadt in his weekly halacha discussion. So he has a discussion of this, and he says he gives four examples of things that we tefillahs that we sing. First is lachadodi. Lachadodi is not a bracha. Lachadodi, there is no problem repeating words. So people are medaktik not to repeat, but lachadodi you're allowed to repeat as many times as you want. People are some people are makpid to say lachadodi 999 likras kalan. You know, to have the 999 is broken up, but mikra din you're allowed to repeat words on lachadodi. You're allowed to say it twice. You're allowed to say shem v'zachar twice, whatever you want. It's a tefillah, so it's not part of a bracha. But keladon, that's part of berachas kriyashma, so there shouldn't be any repeatings there. Kedusha, there's somewhere in the middle because parts of kedusha are at least kadosh barak kavo, those shouldn't be repeated. The longer parts of kedusha, which the chazan I'm usually saying, you know, there's more of a question. There's a little more flexibility somewhere in between keladon and lachadodi. But hallel, he also says hallel is a bracha. Hallel is a bracha. Even when you say chatzi hallel, we paskin, we break a bracha to minug. So like we did on Daf Yudalit earlier in the Masechta. So since we make a bracha, so that's why one shouldn't repeat words in hallel either. Okay, Mishnah. Lamed dalet amud aleph on top. Ha'over lefnei hateva v'ta'ab. So remember in the last Mishnah we spoke about additions to the tefillah. How do we get into that? Because the previous Mishnah before that had other additions to the tefillah of atachonin. Where do you put an atachonin? We got into that because we're talking about Shmon Esrei and the brachas of Shmon Esrei, and Rabbi Akiva holds that atachonin is a separate bracha. So that's why we're talking about additions, mistaken and proper additions to tefillah. So let's say somebody is davening v'tah, he makes a mistake, something happens, he can't take over, he forgets where he is, he gets all mixed up, or let's say somebody's a hatzalah member, and he gets a call during Shmoneh Esrei. Right, so what happens? So yavar acher tachtav, then somebody goes right away and takes over for him. Below yehi sarvan ba'usa shah, and he shall not try to not go up, be a sarvan, to be somebody who doesn't go up to be the chazan right away. We're going to talk about in general what the halacha is, but at that moment when the whole tzibur is waiting and you don't want to have a big break because you need somebody, but makam she'enish, go right away to be the chazan. Okay, this would apply l'chora to any time when the tzibur is waiting. Let's say somebody comes, there's nobody davening. It's time for davening, and then the gabbai comes over to you. Then you should probably go daven, because that's like, it's not exactly makam shetah, but it's a place where there's a tzarech right away. Mehechad u'mascha, where does the person who take over start from? Mitzchilas habracha shetazeh, from the beginning of the bracha that this person made a mistake. So if he made a mistake in baruch aleinu, he starts with baruch aleinu. He doesn't have to go back to the beginning of what the first person was saying. So that's the first half of the Mishnah about somebody who makes a mistake. Second half of the Mishnah, ha'over l'fnei ha'teva, l'yane amein achar ha'koanim, ibnei ha'teiruf, the chazan on yantif, is for b'nei galus, then the chazan should not answer amein when the koanim duchen. Yivarecha Hashem yishmerecha, when the koanim duchen, the chazan should not answer amein. The kihila answers amein, but the chazan should not answer amein. There is a mysterious Rama, which we're not going to get into now, that Berchas Kohanim is not a mitzvah hatzuliyah ba'aretz. Berchas Kohanim has nothing to do with Trumas and Maisras and Shvius. So why don't we do Berchas Kohanim b'zman hazeh and galus? That's a big mystery. Why exactly that's not done? It's not at the midaraisa, we should do it everywhere. What does it have to do with Eretz Yisrael? Nowadays we're so accustomed to it, we're like, oh, Eretz Yisrael! So, but Mikra Din, the Rama quotes three different reasons why not. And there's a story of the Gra. I think we mentioned in the past, the Gra wanted to do Berchas Kohanim in Vilna. He wanted to start it, but three times he tried to do it, and three times Hashkacha had it that one night the school burned down the night before, and one night the something else happened. Three times things happened, and he took it as a Simon HaShemayim that it wasn't meant to be. Wasn't meant to be to do Berchas Kohanim in Vilna. But Meikar Hadin, Berchas Kohanim should be every day, everywhere. It's not, and it's a mitzvah, and it's a mitzvah saseh. So it's a big question how Kohanim, you know, are in shuls today and they don't duchen. So it's not for now, but that is a question. But anyway, so at least on Yantif we have the schus to do the mitzvah. So if the chazin does not say amen to the Kohanim Zibarecha, because we're worried that he's going to get mixed up. He's going to have to start Sim Shalom right away afterwards, and we don't think he's going to be able to keep the place as much. So that's why we assume that he should not say amen. V'meicham Kohen Elohu. What if the chazin is the only Kohen? You should really think about this ahead of time. But let's say they got let's say he has the best voice, or let's say they put him up there and then they realize that he was the only Kohen. Lo Yisa es Kapav, says the Mishnah, if he is the only Kohen, he should not do Berchas Kohanim. Amazing. Again, the Mefarshim discuss, what do you mean? This is a Mrs. Asay. Why shouldn't he do Berchas Kohanim? Lo Yisa es Kapav, Rashi explains that again, he's going to, the second to last Rashi in the Mishnah, Shema lo yuchal lachzul tefilaso, maybe he'll say Berchas Kohanim, he's going to have to, we don't allow the chazin to say Amen. So now we're going to allow the Kohen to say Berchas Kohanim, and then Sim Shalom, we're worried that he's going to get all confused. Look at the last four words of Rashi. Shadaito mitorefes me emas hatzibur. The ema of the tzibur is on him. He's scared. I don't know if he's going to be too long, too short. I'm not really sure what emas hatzibur is. But that's why, if he's the only Kohen, said he shouldn't duchen. But if he promises us, and he says, no, I could do it, I could duch it, and I could go back to Sim Shalom, I'm okay, then we allow him to do it. And the Magen Avraham points out here, maybe in our day and age of Sidurim, we have Sidurim, so maybe the whole issue was only before Sidurim. Before Sidurim, there's a chashash, he's not going to remember where to go up to. But in our Sidurim, he'll take a second, he'll look back at the Sidur, he'll see. After it says Berchas Kohanim, it says Sim Shalom. So it's not that difficult to duchen and then go back to Sim Shalom. So that's why he says, suggests maybe in our day and age, a Kohen can duchen, even if he is the only, that's haftachasa. That's a promise that it's gonna be, okay. There are the Shulchan Aruch, as Mekuv Chav Ches talks about, quotes different minhagim, about what happens. Does the Kohen, I remember one time I was in YU for Yom Kippur one year, so one of the Baal Musaf there was a Kohen, Rabbi Kerner, he's a Kohen. So I never thought about it, but all of a sudden I was sitting next to the Chazin, all of a sudden Rabbi Berchas Kohanim, I heard somebody like flip. So I guess he jumped with his feet together. He jumped, he was held to that minug, that he jumped with his feet together, turned around, and then turned back and continued Sim Shalom. But again, look in the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah, there are other sheets that say a chazan shouldn't duchen if there are other kohanim. If he's the only kohen, maybe he should. But if there are other kohanim there, he should just be shosik and wait and let the other kohanim do it. So again, it depends on the minug. Who calls out? So for he shouldn't call out. Then a makri would call out. Different makri. Okay, yeah, Tosfos actually points that out. What not Menachem just said, the whole issue is whether the chazan can answer amen because he's going to get confused. But it's mashma that it's not a hefsek to answer amen if you're the chazan. So that's what you see from here. So he says, all right, what about being the makri? So he says, it's that l'chor also isn't a hefsek because that's sorach ha-tzibur, sorach of the tefillah. So as long as it's sorach of the tefillah, it wouldn't be called a hefsek.
Is the mitzvah every single coin separately? Or is the mitzvah, so who cares this other kind of anah? The mitzvah's on him also. He still has his mitzvah even if they're other
kind of. In Echinami, so that's what the question that Rishonim deal with here is, how could he be mevatel a mitzvah just because of tiruf? So there's different discussions. Yeshua's Yaakov, I think, that says in the pasuk, "Emor lohem," say to them. So if he's the only kohen, he's not included in the mitzvah. Or others say, if there's no kohanim, so that means they have to go up. But nobody, if we don't call them, so maybe the mitzvah that doesn't get off the ground. There's a discussion, but it's an important issue. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. If somebody is asked to be the chazin, he should refuse the first time. Right, nowadays, everybody gets a sore throat. It's amazing. The gabbai starts walking to the person. All of a sudden, starts the collar and the stretching the throat. But I guess that's the minag is it's the rooted in a dvarim kedoshim. The tzarech lasarev. I start coughing. And if you don't refuse, then the gabbai's walking over to you, you're already like getting ready. You're like, okay, you're stretching. So that it's like you're a tafshel that doesn't have salt in it. You're not ready yet. And if you're misarev too much, which we'll get to what too much is in a minute, you're like a burned cooked food. You're over ready. So what's the rule? Parm Rishoni Yisarev, the first time you should refuse. Rashi says, Klomar Eini Kedai. It's not because it's above me. It's not because I'm above it. It's I'm below it. You know, me, I'm going to be the chazan. I'm not a shliach of the tzibur. I can't. We have to really feel it. We can't make it a show. But Eina Masarev, Shnia Mahavev. The second time, not yet. I'm almost there. You know, we shouldn't refuse that strongly. Shlishes Poshenes Raglav Yorid. The third time, boom, get down there and take the stage. Fine. So that's the rule that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Taner Rabbanan Shlosha Ruban Kasho Miyotan Yafe. Three things. A lot of it is difficult and bad, and a little bit is good. Ve'elohein Sa'ar, yeast. A little yeast, you know, causes a lot of the dough to rise. Too much yeast, you know, ruins it. Melach, salt. A little salt is good. Too much is bad for the blood pressure. Vis sarvanus, and this sarvanus, meaning not listening and preventing yourself from going to be the chazan. So that's good in a little measure, but not more. Amrafuna, Tabish, Lajvi, Shonus. So now we're talking about what happens if you make mistakes during tefillah. Where do you start from? So what about if you make a mistake in your own tefillah? Not the chazan. Tabish, Lajvi, Shonus, Chazal, Rosh. If you make a mistake in one of the first three brachos, then you have to go back to the beginning. Mistake. So let's say you forget Mashav Aruach. Let's say you don't remember what you were up to. Something like that.
Not if you said a word
incorrectly. No, if it's you just say it correctly. So if you make a mistake in one of the first three, then you have to go back to the beginning. Or let's say you forget Melech HaKadosh, right? And you wait Tokhde Dibur. So that's all. You have to be Chozel Rosh because that's one unit. The first three brachas are one unit. If you make a mistake in the middle brachos, says Rav Huna, you have to go back to Atachonein because they're also a unit. The last three are also a unit. You go back to Ritzei if you make a mistake. Rav Asi Yamar Emsayos in Lahem Seder. Rav Asi argues the middle ones don't have a Seder. What does that mean? Machlokas Rashi Tosas. Rashi says in Lahem Seder means if you make a mistake and you remember that you made a mistake in an earlier bracha, just say the bracha right there. Go out of order. Emsayos in Lahem Seder means that the middle brachas don't have to be in order. Even though the Gemara in Megillah darshins that every bracha connects to the one before it, but says Rav Asi, they don't have a Seder. Tosas says, what are you talking about? Inland Seder, you don't have to say the brachas in order? Doesn't mean that. Tosfos, the Dibur Maskelim Soyos, he says no. He quotes the Rashbam and the Rifu say no. It means if you make a mistake, you can go back to where you made the mistake from and then continue straight. Doesn't mean that you're allowed to say Atachonein after Avon Yenu and Yerushalayim. You go back to where you were, you don't have to go back to the beginning of Atachonein. You could have to go back to wherever you messed up and then continue straight. So the Machlokas Rashi Tosfos, what exactly these words mean.
But
right, that's why I said the Gemara in Megillah says that Atachonein is first for that reason, and then Hashiveinu follows. The Gemara in Megillah says all of them have a specific order. So Rashi is difficult. Masiv Rav Sheshes Mehechanu Chozem Itchiza Brachas Ta'aba. We have a kasha on Tiyufta de Rav Huna because Rav Huna said you go back to the Rosh HaEmsayos, the beginning, but we have another brisa that says you go back to the bracha that you made a mistake in. So what do you mean you go back to the beginning of the set? So Amar Rav Huna, no, Emsayos Kulu Chad Birchazan Inhu. No, the brisa means that the beginning of the bracha, all the middle brachas are considered one bracha. That's the pshat of the brisa. So it means you go back to the beginning of the set. That's how Rav Huna would interpret the brisa. Okay, in the middle of the Amud. Amar of Yehuda, la'olam, al yishal adam tzrachav lo b'shalas pishonas lo b'shalas achronas lo b'em soyos. Right, a person, we had something, a similar memra about Moshe Rabbeinu earlier. A person shouldn't ask for his needs in the first three or last three brachos, because that's Shevach and Hoda'ah, only be'em soyos, only in the middle brachos. Tosfos already points out, second to the bottom Tosfos, you know, what about Zachreinu L'chaim? That's a bakasha. What about Chsov L'chaim Tovim Kamarim Rizecha? That's a bakasha. And we do that in the first three and the last three. So how do we allow to do that? So Tosfos' answer is Tzarchi Tzibur. Tzarchi Tzibur, you're allowed to ask in the first three and the last three. But not Tzarchi Yachad. I'm not allowed to ask something for myself in the first three and the last three, but Tzarchi Tzibur, you're allowed to. That's what he answered. That's what the Torah quotes. The question is, how did I answer the question? The Gemara says, you can't ask. Those are Sheva. You can't ask Bakashas in the first three. So why is Tzarchi Tzibur different? So the pshat must be that when we're asking on behalf of the Am, that itself is a Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The fact that the nation needs HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that itself is a Shevach. So I think that might be pshat of what Tosfos means. That that's why Tzarchi Tzibur are different, because that itself is a Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a nation that needs him, and that's why you're allowed to ask by the first three. Yeah. We say it in plural to be connect us to the Tzibur, but those are looked at as personal bakashas as well. Like you're allowed to add in certain things to certain tefillos in the middle ones. But the first thing and the last are you're not allowed to. To Yom Rabbi Chanina, what's the... Right, but to say Hashem, we need Hashem, is not the same as a nation needs Hashem. In Melech below Am. The Am defines the Melech in a way. Damar Rabbi Chanina, what's the mashal of what the structure of Shmoneh Esrei is supposed to be? Rishonos doma le'evet shemesad shavach v'nei rabo. The first ones is an Eved who sets up his phrase in front of his Rebbe. He praises him. Emsoyos doma le'evet shemabakish prasmi rabo. The middle ones, are we asking Hashem for things? Achronos doma le'evet shekibu prasmi rabo v'niftav aholichlo. The last brachas are doma compared to an Eved that got what he wanted from his master and he leaves and he thanks him. Period. That's the mashal for the Shelach Bakasha Noda. Asks the Mabit in a Beis Elokim, his Sefer on Siddur. Hoda is, what is Hoda? Because we got it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do you mean you got it? You didn't get it. You just asked for it. What are you thanking him for already? You ask for it in the middle of brachas, and then what do you thank Moda? Maybe you could thank him for yesterday's Sefila. Might have gotten it already. But you just davened. What are you saying the Moda for already? He says, Ki'ilu Kibel Parasmi Rabo. That says the Mabit. You're missing the message of davening. The message of davening isn't just to ask for things that you need. Mabit says, davening itself is a schus. Having that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is itself. There's nothing greater than that. To be able to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu three times a day. So that's Kenitha. We already got what we needed. We already connected ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That itself we have to give Hodah for. So that's Kibbutz. We're already Mekabel Pras Mirabo. That's what the Mabit writes in Kiryas Sefer. Okay, Tana Rabbana. Ma'isa b'talmud echash yarlof ne'atev b'fnei Rabbi Eliezer v'yamarach yosef midayim. It was a talmud that once got up to be the chazan in front of Rabbi Eliezer, and he was extremely long. He was ma'arach yosef midayim. Amar le talmidav Rabbeinu kam arachanu zeh. So the old talmidim said to the Rebbe, whoa, yeah, this guy. You know how long he is? Amar lahem klum ma'arach yosef Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rebbe says, he's not as long as Moshe Rabbeinu. Shechsev be'y as arboim yom as arboim layla. V'chulu. Right, the motion is 40 days, 40 nights. Right, we had this referred to a few daf ago when we had that you're supposed to be marech b'tfilaso. Right, we had on Friday's Amud, and there it says Moshe Rabbeinu daven. So we said he davened for 40 days. Quote this Gemara. Shuv ma'isa b'talmud echad yolof ne'atev b'nei Rabbi Elazar. Mekatzer yosef midayim. There was another time there was a talmud that went daven in front of Rabbi Eliezer, and he was very short. El amar le'talmidav kama katzer anu zeh. The talmid said, look, this guy's a zoomer. He skips everything. Just so short. Amar le'ay. So you see, even in those days. If somebody davens longer than me, he's an archon. If somebody davens shorter than me, he's a katzron. No, I got the perfect amount of Shmoneh Esrei. Everybody else is either an archon or a katzron. The Talmid of Rabbi Elazar also felt similar. They were human too. Amalei, obviously on a different level. Amalei, kum makatzer yasmi Moshe Rabbeinu. Right, so Moshe Rabbeinu, they're not shorter than Moshe Rabbeinu. Tachsiv kel narafan Allah, the shortest tefillah on record, five word tefillah, and that's how Rabbi Elazar answered. Somebody asks Rachmanis on a friend, somebody's dying for a chola, he does not have to mention the chola's name. He didn't mention Miriam's name. So that's why he says the Gemara, that you don't have to mention his name. The Magen Avraham quotes this, but says that's only if you're at the chola's bed. If the chola is b'fanecha, then you can daven, say Tehillim, etc. You don't have to say Mishaberach, because he's there. And the Shechina is there. You're not by the Chol, it's obvious. But if you're Shalom Bafanov, says the Magen Avram, that you should mention his name. Others argue, but our minhag is generally to say the name. If we're davening for somebody, we're saying Rafa'inu, we're making the Bishop Berach, so then generally we do say the name as a schus. Okay, three lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbanan. Elu brachas sha'adam shoche bohen. These are the brachas that a person bows down in during Shemona Esrei. Ba'avos tchila vasof. The first bracha of Avos at the beginning at the end of it. Bahoda'a tchila vasof. Bahoda'a at the beginning, modim, and sof. And if he wants to do extra bowings, then we try to tell him not to. Doesn't say usher, but we try to tell him not to. Why not? Tosfos explains it's two reasons. The bottom Tosfos, he says, because number one, the Rabbanan were misakein these, so you shouldn't do more. And number two, mechzi kiyura. Appears like you're being a balgaiva. We'll see why in a minute, why it appears that way. But that's why you shouldn't do extra kriyos. We had this referred to earlier in a Tosfos when we spoke about what to do if you're in the middle of Shemona Esrei and the Kehila says Kaddish and the Kehila says Modim and the Kehila. So we mentioned there, Tosfos quoted the idea from this Gemara that if everybody's saying Modim, I'm supposed to bow down too, as long as it's not at the end of a bracha. So if I'm in the middle of Rafa'enu and the Tzipor says Modim, I'm supposed to bow my head because everybody else is bowing, so I'm supposed to bow as long as it's not at the end of a bracha, because then it's nearer that you're being misakin an extra kriya for Shemona Esrei. But that's what it says, you're not supposed to bow down extra times. Amr. Rav used to bow. We're going to get to some who did otherwise right now. Did we have that Rav bowed? I don't remember. Could be. That he bowed down the other part of the room. Oh, so right. So that he ended up on the other side of the room. So that we had, but there Tosfos asked that question, right? Tosfos, how can he do extra kriyas? So it means that the... Right, was that in between? Was at the end? Exactly. Right. Okay, very good. Thank you for reminding me. Right, it was Lamed Aleph. Daf Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph. It says, Motzei B'Zavos Acheres. It says, V'dai B'Sof Kol Bracha Asav L'Shchat B'Emsa Bracha Miyam Mutter. Very good. Okay. So, Amar Shimon Padre, Amar Shimon Levi, Amar Kapara, Hed Yod Kamosha Amarnu. A regular person has these rules. No more kriyos than was mentioned. Kohen Gadol Basov Kol Bracha Bracha. But Kohen Gadol does bow down at the end of each and every bracha. Tab Rashi says, Kol Mashihu Gadol B'Yoser Tzarech L'Hachnia U'Lahash V'Latzmo. The greater a person is, the more they have to lower themselves in front of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Very important cloud. That's why the Kohen Gadol, who is greater, you know, has to bear more. This might connect to the idea I think we mentioned in the past from the Drasha Saran. Drasha Saran explains, actually, let's read one more line of the Gemara, then I'll mention it. V'hamelech, and what about the king? Tchilas kol bracha ubracha, v'sov kol bracha ubracha. The Kohen Gadol has to bow at the end of each bracha. The Kohen Gadol has to bow the melech at the beginning and the end. Because he has to be mashpil himself the most out of anybody. The Rosh Hashanah says maybe that's why the Kohen God, the Melech, has to have a separate Sefer Torah with him. Second Sefer Torah with him wherever he goes, not just the one in the shul, because he always has to, he can't let his position get to his head. So that's why this might be a similar idea. The greater a person is, he really is greater. He's a Kohen Gadol. He has to balance it out to make sure he stays shafel to HaKadosh Baruch. So that's why there are different rules for a Kohen Gadol and for a Melech. Remember of Yisroel Bar Nachmeini, L'didi Mefarshim Li Mineder of Shua Ben Levi, Hedyo Kamosha Amarnu, Kohen Gadol Tchilas Kol Bracha Ubracha. Fine, so far so good. HaMelech a little different. Kiven Shekara Shuvei Nozokef. The Melech goes down to the beginning of Shemona Esrei and he doesn't come up for air until he's finished. Shneamar, it's not just beginning and end of every bracha. Shneamar, as it says by Shlomo, Vayikachal Shlomo L'spalel, V'kam Milofnei Mizbeach Hashem Mikroa Al Birkov, which sounds like he got up after he finished davening, which means he was down the entire time. Okay, so that's in terms of the kriyos and how many kriyos are appropriate. Dudas, Tana Rabbana. The Gemara describes three types of bowings. Kida al apayim. The verb kida means on the face. Question exactly what this means. Does it mean that you like, it was some type of skill, according to some first, it was like very skilled way of going down. Like you go down on your face without being on your, without hands separated, without being supported by your knees. It's just on the face. Some type of bowing down. Shneamar, batikad bas sheva apayim aretz. Right, that she went down on her face and the verb batikad is used. Number two, kriya al birkayim. Kriya is on the knees. That's when korim umishtachavim. Karim is on the knees. That's what we do on Yom Kippur. We go down on our knees first. So Korea is on the knees. Shenemar Mikaroa al Birkov, right? The pasuk we just quoted by Shlomo. Karoa means on the knees. Hishtachava Zupisha Yadayim Veraglayim. Hishtachava Karim Mishachva, that means spreading out the hands and the legs. Hishtachava, as it says, as they used to do in the Beis HaMikdash. Now they have these Machon HaMikdash beautiful picture books. So if you look at some of the pictures, they have pictures of the Kohanim when they heard the Shem Hashem. So you see everybody lying on the ground there with their hands out and their feet out, and that's a shtachava. That's it looks like we're somewhat unusual for us because we don't do that bezman hazeh. But that's what's done. That's what bezman we're going to do. We're going to do hashtachava in the Beis HaMikdash. So that's the hashtachava. That's pisha yadayim berglaim. Shneamar havo navo ani pasuk by Yosef. Havo navo ani abamcha v'achecha. The shtachava is l'cha aritza. Yaakov Avinu says, "Amai and your mother and brothers are going to come to be mishtachave to you," and that's a whole body bow. So three types: is kida, kriya, and hashtachava. Amar Rav Chiya Brei de Rav Huna chazina lehula abaya v'rava demasli etsluye. I saw these Abai and Rava, they kind of went bowed down on their sides. For the word Sali, we had it before. We spoke about saying Kriyashma on the side. So I saw them go down on the side somehow, they bowed. Okay, so they didn't go down directly, they were on the, they were Matan Al Tzidehim. Tani Chada, third to last skinny line. Tani Chada, Korea Bahoda Hariza Meshubach, Vatani Ida Hariza Maguna. Two prices. One says if you bow down during Hoda'a, during the bracha of Hodah, it's good, it's praiseworthy. Some say it's not good, Maguna. Lokasha habetchil halabasof. No, it depends. At the beginning of Modim, it's good, beautiful. At the end of Modim, let's assume not by the end of the bracha, which we said you're supposed to, but by the end of Modim, which is Kivinu Lach, before Yalkulam, then you're not supposed to bow down. Rava Karbo taught Chila Vasof, but Rava did, even though the Brisa said Maguna. But Amalei Rabbanan, I come Avin Marhachi, so how do you do it? Amar lehu chazin le Rav Nachman dekara, but chazin le Rav Sheshes dekavet hachia. This is what my rebbe's did. It's beautiful. This is my what a rebbeim do. So I do it. So v'hatanya, your rebbeim have to explain the brisa. Hakareh behodah. He's a maguna, but the brisa says it's maguna to bow down behodah. Hahi, and we just said that means hodah basof. So hahi behodah sheba halel. No, that hodah that is you're not supposed to bow down is by hodah Hashem kitov and halel. So there's not supposed to be any kriya. But the kriya is the hodah in Shemoneh Esrei that you're supposed to bow down, even basof. V'hatanya ha-kareya ba-hodah, ba-hodah shel halal ha-reza maguna. We have a brisa that says, you can't bow down to the halal of hodah and of halal. So that means that the hodah that you're not supposed to bow down in is one besides halal. So therefore, back to the question. How can you and your Abayim bow down by hodah? It's a maguna. So again, the Gemara says, no, kitanya hi ba-hodah de brechas amazon. No, the hodah by benching, that's the one that one's not supposed to bow down in. But still, the hodah of modim, one does bow down in. So generally, we don't bow at the end of modim. Kivina Lach, we don't bow down. The Shulchan Aruch quotes, the Ramah, I wrote down, in Kuf Chav Zayin, quotes that it is a minhag tov by modim Zerabanan. By modim Zerabanan, when we say Baruch Kel HaHodos, you'll see some that have the minhag to bow. Connected to this Gemara. But during our silence, one asks where we don't bow down at the end, except at Hakel Shimcha, we do bow down. But during the Chazan's repetition, so the minute the Shulchan Aruch quotes that it's a tov to bow down at the end of Modim Drabanan. Baruch Kel Odos. Okay. Mishnah. Masnisim. Last Mishnah of the Parak. Hamispala v'tosim in Ravos. We're talking about mistakes during Tefillah. So now it's the Gemara, the Mishnah says, if somebody's davening and makes a mistake, it's a simin ra lo. It's a bad simin for him. Vim shliach tziberhu shlimin ra l'sholchav. And if he's a chazin, then it's a simin ra to his senders. V'pnei sheshlucha shaladim kamoso. Because the shliach of a person is like him. Amr olav al Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa shayim espal alacho liv yomar zechai v'zemes. They say over about Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, they used to daven for cholim, and after he finished daven, he used to tell people whether the cholim was going to get better or not. And amazing talent, amazing nevuah, ruach hakodesh, whatever it was. Amr lo minayin, atol yodeya. They said, "What are you a navi? How do you know?" And he says, "No, I'm not a navi. I'm not ruach hakodesh. Amr lahem im shkura tfilasa b'fi yodeya nishu makubal. If it came out well and it came out smooth and I didn't mess up in my tfilas, then I know it's going to be makubal. V'im lav yodeya nishu maturav. But if not, I know maturav is going to be ripped away. It's like a treifa, and it's not happening. And Rahman al Islam, the whole is not going to get better." So that's where Chanina ben Dosa had that power. Ahai. So which bracha was he focusing on? Was he talking about that if he had kavanah? Is it the whole Shemoneh Esrei? The Gemara doesn't assume that. The Gemara assumes that there's one bracha. So if you would have asked me, if you would have asked us, we would have all said Rafa'enu. That's not what the Gemara says. Amar Rav Chiya, Amar Rav Safar, Mishabchad, Debei Rav, Ba'avos. No, it's about Avos. not about Rifa'inu, it's about in the first bracha of Avos. But some say that no, Avos doesn't have to do with this Mishnah, it has to do with the following halacha. There's a brisa that says you have to have kavana for all of Shmon Esrei, but if you can't, at least in one bracha. Amr Abchia, Amr of Safra, Mishabchad Debe Rebbe, but Avos! Which bracha? Any bracha? No! Avos, at least Avos, you have to have kavana, and that's what we pass on in Shulchan Aruch, at least for Avos. There's a famous Reb Chaim, which we mentioned in the past, that just mentioned again. Reb Chaim points out that there's a steer in the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchas Tefillah, Hey Dvar Ma'akvin Es HaTefillah, there are five things that are Ma'akei Tefillah. One of them is Kavanas Halev. And the Rambam says, if you don't have Kavanas Halev, you have to repeat Shmona Esrei without kavana. That's one Rambam. That's in Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph. But then the Rambam in Perek Yud says, if somebody davened and wasn't Mechavein, then only Avos is the crucial bracha, based on our Gemara. So there's two Rambams. One of the Rambam says you have to have kavanah in all the Shmon Esrei. One of the Rambam says you have kavanah only in Avos, based on our Gemara. So Reb Chaim quotes, Tre Gavni kavanah yesh b'tfilah, just like we had 2 days ago. Tre Gavni iyun tfilah yesh. Right? So Tosfos is a brisker, Reb Chaim was a brisker. Right? So he says, there are two types of kavanah. Ha'achas kavanah shel pirush advarim. One kavanah is knowing what the words mean. Knowing what the words mean. So that kavanah, you should have it in everything, but at least in the first bracha. If you don't know what the first bracha means, that's not good. The shenis, sheyachavin sheomid b'tfilah lefnei Hashem. The second type of kavana that you realize you're standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's kavana's ma'akev. If you get that kavana, that's an oral Shmon Esrei. And that's what we said, there are more chomer halachos about tefillah, even more than Kriya Shema, even though tefillah might be derabanan, and Kriya Shema might be daraisa. We spoke about saying it in a tree, and in other halachos, and I remember that we mentioned that tefillah is more chomer, because that's the state of Omid Lefnei Hashem. Okay, but that's based on this Gemara is the basis for one of the Rambams, which Reb Chaim explains the stira. Okay, second to last skinny line. Amar Lomir Chani Medosa, Mirani Mili. How did he know? How did he know that just because he said it properly, the cholah would get better? Amar Rabbi Shobin Levi, Amar Kra, Borei Niv Savasayim, Shalom, Shalom, Larachok, Vlakarov, Amar Hashem, Urfasif. So Niv Savasayim means talking of the lips. When he came out, well, Shalom, Shalom. He knew it was going to be B'Shalom. He knew everything would be okay. Amr Reb Chiya Bar Abba, Amr Reb Yochanan. Now we have a couple of memers, some famous, from Reb Yochanan. Kol Neviim Kulam Monis Dabo El. All the Nevuos that the Neviim have said refer to people who do the following. Ela Lamasi Bita L'Tamad Chacham, somebody who makes sure their daughter marries the Talmud Chacham. Ula Osa Prakmatia L'Tamad Chacham, and somebody who does business with the Talmud Chacham. Talmud Chacham sometimes needs work done for him. So if somebody does business with the Talmud Chacham, so that's a special schus that he has to give the Talmud Chacham the business or to help him out. Ula Mahana Talmid Chacham Minachasav, or somebody is Mahana, gives Hana to the Talmud Chacham from his Nechasim. So all the Nevuahs that are written in all the Nevi'im, the wonderful Nevuahs, are about people who do this. Aval Talmid Chacham Atzmam, but the Talmud Chacham himself, Ayin L'Rasa Elohim Zulascha, Yasin L'Machakalo. So we have no idea what's in store for the Talmud Chacham. That's something that is totally never been described by the Nevi'im. So all the great things of the Nevi'im, that's for people who help out Talmid Chachamim. But Talmid Chacham themselves, that we have no idea what's in store for them. Another member of Rabbi Yochanan about the future. All the Nevuos that are written are about Yemos HaMashiach. This relates to a little bit what we mentioned, I think, once before, the different stages of what's going to be in the future. There are amazing machlokas we've shown him. What's Olam Haba, Yemos HaMashiach, Tchias HaMesim, what the order is. The Rambam has a whole parak about it, and he says, though, you're not supposed to be osik in it, don't worry about it. What's going to happen is going to happen. Just, it's not going to bring us any more emuna, any more chizuk by learning about it. So stick to Baba Kama, says the Rambam. And, all this, whenever it happens to Hashem, it'll happen. But here says the Rabbi Yochanan that the Nevuas are all about Yemos HaMashiach. Aval Olam Haba, which Pashtus is a later stage. Olam Haba is after Yemos HaMashiach. Ayin L'Rasa Elohim Zulascha. So that, again, the same pasuk, that is undescribed. We have no idea what Olam Haba is going to be. Upliga! And Rabbi Yochanan argues on Shmuel. Rabbi Yochanan, who said that all the Nevuos are about Yemos HaMashiach, which means that they're not going to be natural in Yemos HaMashiach. That argues on Shmuel. The Amar Shmuel ain't been Olam Hazela Yemos HaMashiach El Shibin Malchis Bavad. The Rambam Paskins like Shmuel. There is no difference between Olam Haza and Olam Haba. Lepasha, that's going to be the first stage after Mashiach comes, and that is the only difference is Shibin Malchis, meaning we're not going to be subjugated under any other government. The Jews, we're going to get Malchus Beis David back, and we're going to be able to set up a Beis Hamikdash, etc. But Olam Haza is going to be Kamin Hago Noeg. There's going to be eating. There's going to be drinking. There's going to be maybe even dying. Olam Haza is going to be It's going to be a different form of Olam Hazeh. Shneamar, it says, Ki lo yachdel avyon mikarev haaretz. The poor will never leave the land, which means that they'll be around even then. Okay, machlokas amaraim about what's going to be in the future. Amar b'chiyah bar Abba, Amar b'yochanan. Number three, kol the nevi'im kulam l'nisnaba ela bali tshuva. Rabbi Yochanan says, all the nevuas are about bali tshuva. Aval sadikim gemurim ayin lorasa elohim zulascha. Again, bali tshuva, tremendous milas. They're going to get all the nevuas. But sadikim meikara, we'd have no idea what their schar is going to be. Third application. Upliga the Rabbi Yavo, and again we all know the Rambam, and from the Rambam Hilchas Tshuva, but it's based on the Gemara. And this argues that Rabbi Yavo says Malkum Shabali Tshuva Omdin Sadikim Gemurim Einam Omdim. Right, the place where Bali Tshuva stands, Sadikim can't even come close. Bali Tshuva who have been there and overcome, so then that is even that they stand on an even higher level. Shneamar Shalom Shalom La Rachok VeLaKarov. La Rachok, Bereisha v'Hadar LaKarov. You see in the pasuk, the Rachok is first, the one who was distant, and then the Karov. For Rabbi Yochanan, who argued, Rabbi Yochanan said the Tzadik is on a greater level. So what does he do with the pasuk? Amar Lacha, no, different shot. My Rachok shahaya Rachok midvar Avera meikara. Rachok means somebody who's always been far away from Avera. My Karov shahaya Karov lidvar Avera, but it's Rachok mimenu hashta. Okay, so that is different shotim about Tzadikim and Baalei Tshuva. Okay, we should just try to do our best in all areas, and I think we'll be okay. My ayin lo rasa. So, what does that mean? Do we have any type of mushel to give for that? What's going to be? So, Amar Bishu ben Levi zeh yayin hameshumer ba'anov of misheshes yimei breishes. Very aged wine, that's been put away from. We think we have a 100 year, 200 year. This is going to be 5,765 year. It's going to be some wine. Put away by Kadosh Baruch Hu. Rishon Bar Nachmani Amar Zeh Eden Shloshot Ba'Ein Kol Birya. No, this refers to Eden, which nobody ever saw. So what do you mean? Shemat Omer Adam Rishon Heichan Hayo. What do you mean? Adam Rishon. Where was he? Bagan. He was in the Gan Eden. V'Shemat Omer Hu Gan Hu Eden. So isn't it the same thing? Gan Eden. So Tamal Omer. No, the Vanahar Yotzei Me Eden LaHashkos Es Hagan. It says a river went out from Eden to water the garden. Gan luchod ve'Eden luchod. In other words, Adam was in Gan Eden, but he wasn't in Eden, a different place, and that nobody ever saw. Again, there are a number of Zohars about Gan Eden, but a lot of them seem to say that it's somewhere in Olam Hazeh. It's not somewhere out, but it's Adam Rishon, Adam Bechava, whether they were thrown out, there's Kruvim there, but it seems like from those Makaras that it is somewhere in Olam Hazeh. So that again fits to what the Shmuel said before. Okay, so now those were a few nevuas, a few memras of Rabbi Yochanan about the future. Again, why did we mention it? Because one of them was about Rachok v'Lakarov. So that's why it was brought here, because that's what we mentioned before. That's how Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa knew that his tefillah was accepted, based on that pasuk. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Maisa shechala benosho Rabbi Gamliel shagar. Skip. Shagar shei tavi chacham meitzel Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa levakish lever shagar. I'm sorry. Maisa shechala benosho Rabbi Gamliel. Start that again. So the son of Rabbi Gamliel got sick. Shagar shei tavi chacham meitzel Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa. So he sent two tavi chacham to Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa levakish lever rachamim. Now, he was very good, because not only did he daven, he told you what the answer was going to be. So he said, he sent two Tamei Chachamim to Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa. Kivin Shira Osam, once he saw them, Alola Aliyah Ubikesh Alav Rachamim. So what happened? He went up to the attic, that was his special davening place, and he davened, and then he came down. Biridas Omer Lahem, Lechusha Chatzasa Kama. Go back, he's all better. Don't worry about it. The sun has, Rashi says, Shalafto nitla migufo dichama, that the fever was lifted from his guf. Don't worry about it, he's fine. Amr lo v'chi navi ata. You're a navi? Amr lahen lo navi anochi, lo ben navi anochi. No, I'm not a navi. My father wasn't a navi. My grandfather. Maybe he was a Kohen, but I don't think about it. Maybe it doesn't apply to Nevuas. El akam mekubalni. I have a mesora. Im shkura tzilasi b'fi yodei anishu mekubal. V'im lavi yodei anishu meturaf. I have the mesora, like it said in the Mishnah. Yashvu v'kisvu v'kivnu osasha. They wanted to make sure this guy was for real. They wrote down exactly, you know, what time it was. They wanted to know exactly what time he said that the kid got better. Ukshepawei saw Rabbi Gamliel. When they came back to Rabbi Gamliel, Amar lahen avodah. Oh my goodness. Lo chasartem v'lo hasartem. Not a second earlier, not a second later. Elakach ha'yamaisa, that's exactly what happened. Ba'usa shah, at that moment, chaltzal sachama, the fever left him, v'shalo namayim lishos. He asked us for a drink. The Benin Badoso was medactic exact in what he asked. It's an interesting Ramban ala Torah. Now you say, what's the earliest source for people going to ask a Rebbe to daven for them? And here it's in the Gemara. So where did it start? You know, you daven for yourself. What do you mean? You could ask a Rebbe to daven. You ask for Klal Yisrael. So the Ramban already quotes it out of the Torah. The Ramban, by the Pasuk in Parshas Yisro, he says, Ki yavo elaya ha'am ledrosh elokim. Right, the Am comes to me to darshan Hashem. So what does that mean? The Ramban says that Moshe says to Yisro, Ki ludvarim rabim ba'im lofanai. Ki yavo elaya ha'am ledrosh elohim lehispalel al choleihem. Ulahodiyam mashi yovel lahem. The country to daven for this is in the Midbar. The Ramban says that Moshe tells Yisro that's also part of the part of what he does. Moshe Rabbeinu davens for the cholim, so that's already quoted in the Ramban al Torah. Okay, so that's also in this Gemara. V'shuv, about 8 lines up. V'shuv ma'aseh Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa shalach l'motoris Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So he went to learn Torah by Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. V'alach kodesh Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's son got sick. Omer lo Chanina beni bakish lo rachamim. So he says, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, you know, please do your magic work. The Yichya, and he'll live. He niach roshim in perkav. He'll bikech l'vrachamim v'chaya. He put his head between his knees. He was osek in tefillah, and he lived. Amr Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Yamali Hitiach ben Zakkai, Yis Rosha ben Birkav, Kolayam Kulo, Loi Mashkichan Alav. If I would have done that all day, they wouldn't have listened to me. He does it for a little while, boom! Says Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Amr Lo Ishto, his wife says, come on, honey, V'chi Chanina Gadol Mimcha? Come on, give yourself, don't be so hard on yourself. What, he's greater than you? You also have some talent. You're Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Right? So he says, Amr Le Lav, no, you don't understand. Ella, who dome ke eved lefnei hamelech, V'ani dome ke sar lefnei hamelech. Yes, in some ways I'm greater. I'm a sar, I'm a prince. But a prince, when he goes to visit the king, still has to get an invitation, still has to go through all the formalities. And Eved goes in and out. And Eved goes in and out, he's like always there, he doesn't have to ask the permission for the king, he's his chief of staff. So he's always going in and out, he's not the chashivas, he's not a diplomat. But he's always going in and out, so Rashi says, he's Yosef and Nichnas Shalom Bershus. So therefore, that type of relationship has a special connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amr Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Amr Rav Yochanan. Al yispalel adam ela babayis sheyesham chalonos. Shneemar v'kavein psichan le ba'alisei neged Yerushalayim. Right, we had this pasuk before, earlier, on Lamed Aleph. Right, he's always daven in a house that has windows. So we refer to the Rashi here. Rashi here says, why by the windows? Because you have better kavana when you look up to Shemayim. Second to last Rashi in the parak. Shagar melo sheyechavein libuk shemistakel klapi Shemayim v'libo nechna. You look up to Shemayim, you look at the clouds and the sky, you're like, whoa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is unbelievable. And that brings you to Shemayim. Rabbi Noel Yonah here on this mission, on this Gemara, remember, had said something else. He had said, if you dive it next to a window, you don't feel as stuffy, you don't feel as safuf. You feel a little more relaxed, so that's why it's better. So Rashi Rabbeinu Yonah, exactly what the reason is. Amar Rav Kahana, Chatzav Alai Man Damasli Bebiksa. He was upset at people who davened in a valley, meaning all the way out in the open. It's harder to have kavana there. It's harder to be tzanua there. You're out, all the way out in the open. Tosfos points out, what about Vayisi Yislach Lasuach Basada? Yislach went out to daven in the field. That's one of the makaris at Tfila. So Tosfos gives a couple of answers. Maybe Har Moriah is different. Maybe it still wasn't a place where everybody went. But either way, we're not supposed to daven. That's why we're supposed to daven next to a wall. We're supposed to daven somewhere in private. The Amar of Kahana, another member of Rav Kahana, Chatzav Alayim and the Manda Mefarish Chatei. He was upset about people who were Mefarish, who explicated their sins. Shenemar Ashrei Nasui Pesha Kisui Chatei. It's better to cover one's sins. If you look at the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva and Perek Beis, the Rambam goes through all the rules and regulations of when this is appropriate. Based on the Gemara in Yuma also, the Rambam says, by Mitzvos Ben Adam Machaveiro, you're supposed to be Mefarishim your Chatei. Because that's how you ask for you do tshuva. By mitzvos ben adam la'makom, that you're supposed to keep in private, says the Rambam. So you have to limit this Gemara. The Rambam there just adds on one more line. But if it's averos mufursamim, if it's public averos, then even ben adam la'makom ones, one should be mufarsim, because that's an added point of tshuva. Okay, hadron lach ein om din bezer. Tomorrow we start the world of ketzad mevarchin. All of Yechol Berchas Anenin, important, yet kind of a little complicated, but hopefully we'll be able to do it and get it straight. I'm sorry? Amen. Amen.